This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
This is going to be so nice. Me, you and Ben hanging out together.
Well, let's see, shall we?
What's that supposed to mean?
I mean, let's see if it's nice or not.
Well, why wouldn't it be nice?
Because we're siblings. And there's always a thing.
No, there isn't, Josh.
Look at me and you the other day.
Oh, I thought that was really good.
How was it good?
Well, you talked to me about something real.
Yeah, well, I don't want to do that again.
Right, okay.
Where's Ben?
Don't know. Shall I ring him?
I'm starving.
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry.
We could order for him if we knew what he wanted.
Do you know what you want?
No, not really.
Right. You have a look, make a decision, and then I'll call him. Hang on, let me just find the takeaway menu.
It's all right, I can just look on my phone.
Yeah, but I've got an actual physical menu. Here you go.
Retro.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, looks great.
I feel a bit bad that Leonard's paying for this.
Why? Isn't that the whole point?
But he doesn't really owe us anything.
But he thinks he does. And we shouldn't disabuse him of that.
Disabuse, eh?
What?
What, is that another Nina word?
No.
What are you up to?
Oh, I'm living my best life, Vince.
What are you doing?
Paperwork.
How about I take you out for dinner instead?
When?
Now.
Now, right now?
Well, I could pick you up in half an hour and we can drive into Felpersham.
I was going to try and finish this lot and then get an early night.
And where's the fun in that? Get your glad rags on, I'll be there in half an hour.
Vince?
Yeah?
Is it any sort of special occasion?
No, I just want to take you out for dinner.
Okay, yeah, sounds great.
How long till the food gets here?
40 minutes.
I'm starving.
Well, we could have ordered sooner if you'd answered your phone.
Sorry, I was, like, in the middle of stuff.
Saving lives.
Finishing reports.
It's fine, it's all good. Come on, we're not allowed to fall out.
Why aren't we allowed to fall out?
We are.
Josh said we couldn't spend an evening together without there being a thing.
A thing?
A row.
That's not true at all.
I mean, it sort of is.
I think we get on pretty well.
Exactly, so do I.
Yeah, well.
Oh, shut up, Josh.
How's it going with Nina these days?
Yeah, fine, good. Nina's great.
Pip says you're madly in love with her.
Ben!
You did.
Can you shut up?
Did you repeat every word I said to you, to him?
Yeah, basically.
No, of course not.
You did. I know you did. This is why I don't tell you anything.
Well, I was just... I didn't mean to. Oh, for goodness sake, Ben. What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
You too.
Are you really sure she's definitely not in love with you too?
Yeah.
Has she said that?
No.
So, how do you know?
I just know. You just know, don't you?
Well, at least you've got a girlfriend. Even if she doesn't love you.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
Yeah.
I knew this was a bad idea.
What?
This takeaway.
A takeaway is never a bad idea.
I agree.
I do feel bad that Leonard's paying, though.
Well, that's what I said.
I think it's fine. I think if he wants to thank us, then we should let him.
Yeah, but he doesn't have anything to thank us for.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know about that. We've welcomed him into the fold, haven't we?
It's not a sheep, Josh.
You know, we've welcomed him into the household.
You don't even live in the house anymore.
But I'm here every day.
I mean, I don't live in the house either, really.
You live right across the yard. It's practically the same house. The point is that we've all made an effort with Leonard, one way or another. And if he wants to say thank you, I don't think we should stop him.
Well, we're not stopping him.
We're just feeling guilty.
Well, stop feeling guilty then.
So, where are we going?
Somewhere nice.
Okay.
Somewhere really nice.
Good.
Oh, did Freddie tell you I've organised a workout into the Panto?
Yeah, he did, yes.
It was Joy, actually, who inspired me.
Oh, she'll be happy to hear that.
We've had an amazing take-up. All the tickets were snapped up in minutes.
Excellent.
Oh, I'm glad you approve.
Well, I do.
I'm trying to take on your suggestions, see? For improving staff morale and cohesion.
And Freddie says you're thinking about offering to Captain Ambridge cricket team. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was a hell of a cricketer back in the day.
Yeah, I think you've mentioned that.
It's not just me showing off. I mean, I do like to show off, sure, but I was a real all-rounder. You can look me up if you want. Freddie did, and he was well impressed.
I don't need to look you up, Vince. I can take you at your word.
Obviously, I'd need to get on a bit of a health kick, up my fitness regime.
Or, you know, have a fitness regime.
No, Elizabeth. It's only January. I'm thinking there's plenty of time before the season starts in earnest.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be mean.
You're never mean.
That's not true.
You're never mean to me.
That's not true either.
But you don't think it's a terrible idea, me being cricket captain?
No, I don't.
Oh, good. That's good.
Oh, no, I've just remembered something.
What?
I think in order to be cricket captain, you're supposed to be quite local.
Yeah, Freddie mentioned that already.
Oh, good, okay, fine.
But what if I did actually become more local?
Well, how would you do that?
I'd move.
Buy a house in Ambridge?
Well, that's one option.
What about your mother?
Ah, yeah, see, well, she's thinking about a retirement home.
Really?
Yeah. You should see the brochures for this place. Really classy. Swimming pool, Pilates, croquet, massage, cinema screenings, amazing food, amazing chef. I mean, it's just out of this world.
Wow. Well, good for her.
So, you know, I'm just thinking of making a change myself.
But you really want to leave that lovely house in the Licky Hills for the sake of the Ambridge cricket team?
Well, I wouldn't be doing it just for the cricket, would I? I'd be doing it for you.
Well, I don't need you to move to Ambridge.
Elizabeth, I am trying to suggest that I move in with you.
Oh, sorry. Right. Sorry, why didn't I get that?
Probably because I made it quite difficult to get, out of nerves.
So are you thinking we'd live together at Lower Loxley, in the flat?
Yes.
But the flat's not... I mean, it's small, Vince.
No, I don't mind that.
But what about Freddie?
Well, Freddie said he's okay with it.
You've talked to Freddie?
Yeah.
Before you talked to me?
Yeah.
Vince.
Well, he's my employee. It would have an impact on him, wouldn't it? And I wanted his blessing.
His blessing? Or his permission?
Oh, no, not his permission. Of course not his permission. And if it's the sexism you're worried about, well, I asked Lily too.
Lily?
I talked to both of them.
Oh. Okay, well, let's just park the weirdness of that for a moment.
Well, I don't think it was that weird.
Look, Vince, you know I care about you. A lot. We've talked about this before. I'm moving in, I mean. And I thought that we decided it was better like it is.
We did. We did decide that.
So if it ain't broke, why fix it?
Elizabeth, that was nearly 3 years ago.
No, it wasn't.
It was. It was.
3 years? Are you sure?
Don't you think it's time we moved things on a bit?
Say now.
Hi, Ben.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. Really good. And this is for you?
Yeah, it is. Thanks. For me, Josh and Pip.
That's nice that you're voluntarily hanging out with your siblings.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Oh, sorry. I'm ready for bed and it's not even 7:30.
That's tragic, isn't it?
Tragic is a bit strong. Pathetic, maybe?
Thanks.
Why are you so knackered?
Well, I'm a full-time student. I'm part-time at the surgery. Today I've been feeding ewes ahead of the lambing. The farm work is a lot on top of everything else.
Sounds like it's too much.
I love it, though. I mean, I don't want to give up the surgery work or the course. And you can't say no to family, can you?
Tell me about it.
Your mum seems pretty cool, though. It's nice working with her.
My mum is not remotely cool. You should go eat. You'll get cold.
Where's the food?
Here.
Why are you still chatting?
That's what I said.
Well, take it then.
I will.
This is Zainab.
Hi.
This is my brother Josh.
Hi, Zainab.
Sorry about him.
He's fine.
He's not really, but never mind.
Okay, I'm going to leave you to eat.
Okay. Oh, sorry. This well-being workshop thing that Rochelle is organising.
Yeah?
I heard that you're going to be involved, maybe?
Yeah, she asked me to run a session. Don't know what I'm going to do, though. But that was last week, and I haven't heard anything else.
Well, it's being held here, in the barn, I think. So if you need anything to run the workshop, can you let me know? Sort of soonish.
Yeah, I'll have a think.
Sounds like it's a good idea, though. For people's mental health, you know. Do something in the most depressing month, all that.
Yeah, I guess.
There's a prawn pad tie missing.
Really?
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Hang on a sec.
How's the sea bass?
It's great. It's excellent. How's your steak?
Very good. Wonder who supplies them.
Oh, it's not you then?
No, not us.
Well, anyway, it's really nice. I mean, it's a really nice place.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you'd like it.
Yeah, I like them. Well, I like the decor.
Elizabeth.
Yeah?
I wish I hadn't said anything.
Vince.
I feel like I've ruined the evening.
Of course you haven't ruined the evening. I just don't think it would work, that's all. I mean, I can't imagine you living in that flat.
But you must have all muddled through before, somehow.
Yeah, we did.
What about if we lived somewhere else? If we rented another place in Ambridge or bought a place, even.
Bought a house?
Yeah. Why not?
That would be a massive commitment.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, I just can't find it. I'll have to go back to the restaurant.
Oh, no, please don't worry. Just leave it.
No, it's fine. You can't have one of you missing your main course.
We can. We're probably over-ordered anyway.
I'll be as quick as I can, OK?
Sorry, Zainab, we just found it.
What?
We just found the prawn pad thai. We thought it was something else.
What do you mean you thought it was something else?
Don't get aggy with me. It's Pip's fault.
So we're cool? Everything's cool?
No, because my brother's an idiot.
My brother's an idiot too.
Excellent.
So's mine.
Right, I'm off.
Sorry, Zainab.
It's fine. It was an honest mistake, Ben. Enjoy your meal. See you soon.
Bye. See ya.
That was so embarrassing.
She was fine with it.
That's not the point. We had a really tricky start, me and Zainab. And just when things are nice and friendly, you go and accuse her of...
I didn't accuse her of anything. Why are you overreacting?
I'm not.
Uh-oh.
What?
You like her.
No, I don't like... I mean, yeah, obviously I like her, but I don't like her.
Man, Zainab, sit.
Oh, my days, how old are you? Honest to God, you have the maturity of a gnat, do you know that?
Gnat or not, do you know what? I think I'm right.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to
speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.